you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Okay. No, hey, guys, what's up? Nothing too serious again. I just wanted to touch base with Joey Cascio here, who's been with us forever. And we want to introduce him to you because even though you may know of him, you know he's an LAFC Academy coach. You may not know him, you know, on the level that you get to know somebody when you actually hear their voice. So with that, Joey, what's up? Welcome. I just wanted to kind of get your experience on, hey, you've been at these other clubs before your current club, which is LAFC. And I kind of wanted to touch on what have you seen or what have you changed your mind about as far as like player development is concerned? Like when you first started coaching, what did you think was good as far as developing players? And what do you think is good now as far as developing players? And just freestyle away, dude.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I first started, obviously I didn't really know much. So I kind of felt like what was going on across the youth landscape was kind of the way to do it. But as I've gained experience and knowledge, you know, I've learned kind of what our shortcomings are in this country. And in my opinion, you know, tactical training, positional specific training is what teams and players need in this country in order for us to reach, you know, the global standard level. So that's what I've learned over the years, just, you know, from being within different clubs, working with different teams, different age groups.
And what does that mean, Joey? Like, what does tactical training mean? Because I don't know, if I'm somebody who's new to soccer or who's been around, you know, for a while but may not understand what you're talking about, like, I may think, hey, my kid's at a good club. Like, I'm sure they're getting tactical training. And you may disagree with that, you know? So what does that mean, tactical training? Like, what's missing and what should be done?
Well, there's the individual tactical aspect where, you know, you're teaching an individual player the correct spacing, the correct positional awareness. Say, you know, you have a player who plays right back and teaching them to understand, you know, where they need to position themselves in situations throughout a game. You know, if you're in the defensive third building from the back, where does the right back position themselves to help the team successfully build from the back? When you're starting your attack in midfield, what is the right back doing? Where does he position himself? What is he looking at as the team's progressing forward? Is he looking to get involved? Is he looking to overlap, say, the right winger as he's receiving the ball out wide on the right? All these things are things that, you know, individual players should be learning. And from what I see, they're not. There's very few teams that I've seen, especially here in Southern California, that actually execute, you know, an identity where the players are learning these types of things. And I use the right back as an example, but, you know, in midfield as well, being able to check your shoulder, understanding, you know, when you're receiving the ball, you want to try to break defensive lines, you know, how to do that, being taught how to do that kind of stuff. And that's what seriously lacks here in this country.
Got it. And I'm sure everybody's trying to do the best they can, you know, as far as coaches are concerned throughout the country. So having said that, though, is it possible that a coach with, you know, 5, 10, even 20 years experience is still not teaching those things to their players in their team environment? Is that possible? Have you experienced that being the case in many situations?
Yeah.
What do they focus on? What do they focus on then if they're not doing that stuff?
It seems to be like a lot of 1v1 action, dribbling, you know, finishing, things like that. And sometimes I'll see, you know, like a game situation, like a team training in a game situation, say 5v5 or 8v8, and they're just kind of told to just go out and and play with not a lot of detail given to the players, and no real identity, you know, when they're training or playing. So it's like very basic, very general information that's given to the players, and it seems to not be detail oriented. You know what I mean? Like what I just talked about with the right back situation, that kind of stuff isn't taught, or the information's not being given to the players.
Got it. What age do you think maybe this stuff should be introduced? Because a lot of people, you know, when they hear the word tactics, even though they may not understand it the way you understand it, and they get the wrong impression by the word, maybe they just regurgitate, oh, you're not supposed to introduce tactics, you know, till like they're 14 years of age. Right. Something I personally kind of like disagree, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Like when should a player maybe start getting exposed to these principles?
Well, I've had experience working with U8s, and when I was working with U8s, I was introducing to them the basic fundamentals, you know, in the rondo, understanding spacing, you know, the proper supporting angles, and then as well as being able to build out of the back and, you know, patterns, attacking patterns, being able to go forward. I was introducing this stuff to the U8 players, and I think with those ages it maybe takes a little more patience, but they absolutely can understand it, and they absolutely can execute it, you know, with the right amount of repetition.
Got it. So even as early as U8, that's your experience. Beautiful. So yeah. So listen, Joe, I don't want to keep you too long. Respect your time. I'd be remiss, though, to mention to our audience, of course, that we'll be teaching this stuff at our soccer camps. So please, if you can join us, it'll be December 27th through the 29th at Century High School. You can always go to 343coaching.com and get more information there. Yeah, Joe, any other words before I let you go?
No, thanks for having me, and I hope to see many of you at our camp.
Beautiful, Joey. Thanks, dude.
All right, man.